Good morning and happy Mother's Day weekend. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. Live in Phoenix, Arizona, I am Joseph J. Erdo and Eric Reinert behind the glass.
I had no idea it was Mother's Day this weekend.
Well, that's pretty sad.
Why?
Because it's Mother's Day weekend. We cannot forget our mothers. Oh, see, Kathleen knows it was Mother's Day weekend.
She says she knows, but I don't believe it.
And, of course, Kathleen Osborne. Hi, Kathleen. And a big hello to all of our listeners out there. Dave Isaac, I'm sure, is on his way in and will be with us very shortly. He's walking in the door, but I want to tell you that this song is Mamma Mia from Mamma Mia. Dave's missing it. Meryl Streep, I should not have let you go, Mamma Mia. Oh, yeah. Come on. I was angry and sad. Do you know the lyrics, Dave?
I love Mamma Mia.
Do you know the lyrics, though?
Oh, yeah. Here, okay. Let's go for it.
I can't count all the times
I
fumble through.
Oh, hey, you're doing good.
Here we go. Look at me now. Will I ever learn? I don't know how. Will I suddenly lose control? There's a fire within my soul for my mother because I love Mother's Day. We all love our mothers.
Do we have the whole soundtrack of Mamma Mia today?
That was one idea. We have a few songs from Mamma Mia. I was going to bring the whole soundtrack, but
play.
Love Mamma Mia, and you know all of today's songs have something to do with Mamma
Mia.
Mamma, but
and Mia. I'm Mia.
Oh, hi Mia.
Oh, don't
yes,
call me
I'm
Mia.
Broken hearted blue since the
Eric,
day
help.
We parted.
I'm in a room alone with Joseph. What am I doing?
Wow, why?
Hey,
you
Kathleen.
Can exit.
I should not
Hello,
let
Kathleen.
You go.
Oh, he's firing me. Kathleen, how are you?
Meryl Streep has an excellent voice.
Well, I thought she and Pierce Brosnan did a
Brosnan.
Great. Brosnan. Yeah. What's his name?
Brosnan.
Brosnan. I've
yes.
been calling him. Wow,
Bronson.
No wonder he doesn't call me back when I call him.
Well, you know what? We tried to have him on the show.
I thought it was a great musical. I've seen the live version, too. Well, in Vegas, it wasn't quite the same.
Right. You know what? Anything with Amanda Seyfried in it, I'm good to go.
Yeah, she... you still like her. I thought you didn't like her anymore.
Yeah, I lied.
Oh, you still like her?
I look in those big anime eyes and wow. You know what?
Well, do you like those eyes?
Oh, yeah, I like those eyes.
Eric, do you like those eyes?
Oh, he can't hear you, Eric.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, wrong button. I said, I think she's cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot my glasses.
And speaking of cute, Trisha walking in the studio
with Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Yeah, by the way, you know, we've got some Mother's Day themed stuff going on today. But if you want to give a shout out to your mama, then give us a call, 602-252-1480. Anytime today, during
mama?
Today's show.
Like a baby mama?
No, well, possibly. I don't know. I was thinking more of just people talking to their moms, not their baby mamas.
That's
little different. But you know, seriously, we would love to hear your why your mom is special to you. 602-252-1480. We'll be sharing our special moments and memories as well, I'm sure.
Oh, wow. You like your mom is.
Yeah, my mom is excellent. So, you know, shout out to her. She is, you know, I'll tell you stuff, you know, probably a little bit later on. But she is
Will
is a wonderful
be good
woman.
Stuff or bad stuff?
Great stuff. We don't, you know.
No, that was in The Heartbreak Kid, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it good stuff or bad stuff?
Yes.
When he broke up with each of his girlfriends. Wives, actually.
Well, yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That's one of the all-time favorites.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Funny.
And speaking of movies, we are celebrating the release of Mothers and Daughters, a new movie with... Did you see the cast of this, Dave?
No, I tried to watch it, and somehow I couldn't get the sound.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Well, that's...
But I did see that other movie. What's it called?
Captain America.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
I would call it Captain America. What's that?
That's Captain America's shield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if I punch you there, nothing would happen?
You know what? Let's not do that.
Oh.
Because we don't have the Periscope on right now. That might be a...
Oh, where is
for
the Periscope?
Viewers. I don't know. Why am I getting calls? People, I'm on the air right now. My name is Joseph J. Erdo. You do not call me between 9 a.m. It is Dave. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Oh, good. Oh, oops.
Hi, Dave. Let's do this off the air. Let's do that off the air. Make phone calls off the air. But Mothers and Daughters has a great cast. Courtney Cox, Christina Ricci, Susan Sarandon, Mira Sorvino, Sharon Stone. So we'll be talking about that. We've got on
Sharon
the director
Stone,
of that. Yeah,
really?
Sharon Stone. And we'll be reviewing Captain America. Civil War. We'll let you know how we what we thought of that.
I did see the trailer for Mothers and Daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. How was it?
kept me from watching the actual movie.
Okay.
Oh, really? Right.
Well,
sounds like a pretty good movie.
We have the director on, Eric.
So, cool.
He's on right now. He wants a word with you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
that's Eric Reinert, by the way.
But speaking about cars, right?
What? No, no. When you do a segue, it's supposed to actually segue from something into it.
Now you tell me. I didn't learn that at ASU, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, they talk about Segways at ASU?
They drive around them. I know. Oh, my coffee. I'll go get it in a minute.
No, it's right there.
Oh. Oh, and thank you very much, Tricia.
There we are.
Thank you. But, yeah, you know what?
Thank you.
You were a little bit late because your car...
needed...
That was a better segue.
Yeah, that's a much better
needed
segue.
Needed a tune-up. And when it needs a tune-up, I like to go to Alexander's All Care Automotive.
Yes, I do, too. Phenomenal. In fact, I got a message from him just the other day, and he's doing well. Of course, integrity, trust, great service. That's what Alexander's all about. Go visit them at 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix and 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Tell them Dave said hi. Tell them Tricia said hi.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing that I would want to add to that is the personalized personal service. Alexander truly puts his heart in everything he does, and he cares for your car as much as you do, or maybe more.
Bring your mama there. And
he'll care for your mama.
Yeah.
Or give your mom a few oil changes. Let me tell you, nothing a mom likes better than to not have to mess with that kind of stuff.
He has a special on oil changes for mamas.
There's a few of my friends that their mamas, I wouldn't mind changing
their
oil.
They're called cougar changes.
I wouldn't mind changing their oil, I'll tell you what.
Oh, no. I heard you the first time.
Huh? What?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good mechanic.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, because they call
me. How would you know?
Wait a minute.
They call me Gillette, after all, you know?
Yeah, but.
Again.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah, Gillette.
That worked. It worked.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, you used your tool?
Although, I must say, though, in the Captain America shirt, you know, you've been working on your biceps.
I have.
While they don't quite look as good as Captain America's, they're getting close.
It's hard
good
to
job.
Beat Chris Evans.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, we need the air in here.
I think. What's going on here?
I don't
here?
Know, Dave. Actually, no, my name, you know, in some situations it's Gillette, but now when I go to the bar crawls or when
it's
I meet a pretty woman or something like that.
Giletto.
No, I go up Giletto? And I say, hi. I'm Joey, but I'm thinking, Joseph, sorry. Hi, I'm Joseph, but I was thinking of changing my name to yours.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good stuff he has.
I don't get it.
What? Mm, no, you get it? To yours.
Yours, yeah.
So he wants to be yours.
Like, here's my man type of guy, right?
Is my mic on? Because it's like there was no reaction.
hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Your mic
Hello?
Is on.
Okay, 602-252-1480.
I don't think the lack of reaction was due to that.
Oh. No, I think it was good. But how about Scarlett?
Oh, man. Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
How about that other girl? Who's the other girl?
I know.
Elizabeth Olsen?
You know what? Yes.
I interviewed her. I have a picture of her.
You know what?
She's not bad.
Well, and I loved her on Revenge.
Yeah?
Yes.
I didn't see the Revenge.
I like to get revenge, but...
What? Yeah, especially if her name was Revenge.
Everyone, well...
Everybody's like, revenge for what?
Everyone thinks
so.
So,
is the Gillette line working?
I haven't. I honestly haven't.
When are you going to go to a bar crawl?
Maybe, I think next week or 2 weeks from now, there's an inappropriate t-shirt crawl. I have my t-shirt.
You write on it again? Or are you turning them off?
No.
Inappropriate t-shirt.
So there is something either written or a logo or something on the shirt that is supposed to offend people. Yes.
Right.
Oh. And I found one a few months ago that I am very, very happy with. And I think it's safe enough to bring into the studio that day and you know, probably say on the air. It's not high. It's
probably.
More, it's more cute than offensive.
What you need to do is you need to go to tshirthell.com.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They have the best shirts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to. Oh, I'm going to check that out. Oh, remember I checked that at that other website?
Yeah, the chat roulette. How did that work out for you? Did you meet anyone?
Oh, great. Yeah,
did you meet anything?
Yeah, I played roulette all night long.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great.
You did?
Nice.
I won.
I didn't catch you that time.
I won.
Well, he
won
wasn't showing his
money.
Face.
Oh.
That wasn't his face.
Oh, it was something else.
I had a stunt double.
It was a picture from 30 years ago.
10 yeah. years ago.
No, I actually hired
keyword, someone. Keyword yeah. stunt.
Yeah. And
stunted.
Double.
Stunted.
And double. That looks 30 years younger.
We'll be here all day. 602-252-1480. Yeah.
That's
but where's
scary.
All the mamas?
And so will your mother.
Why aren't the mamas calling? They're afraid to call in.
They probably are.
They don't know what we would say.
Any hot mamas, I'm available.
Well, this is Arizona, so any mom that's outside
that's
might
true.
Get hot.
That is true, lately especially.
I'm a hot mama today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a hot mama every day. That's not
That doesn't work.
That's not good.
I don't know how that works.
That's not,
what does that even mean?
I don't know
my mic's on.
Should
now,
we switch to a
working.
3-hour cycle analysis type of show?
I think we should just shut his mic off.
Or should we get Dr. Ruth for you?
I'll change, okay? For the next minute, I want to be Jack the intern, okay? Hello. I'm from Leicester.
Lester who?
Lester Holt.
Lester Holt? He took over now, MSNBC.
I'm Jack the intern.
Oh, the intern.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Jack the Ripper.
Have you ever had battered sausage?
No, because, I'm not a sausage
It's only
guy.
In the United Kingdom.
I'm so sorry. You're just confirming.
How is my English accent?
He does have good accents.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it is.
You should have me on the air more often. You should have me on the... You should have me on the air more often, Jack
but
the intern.
That's actually not a British accent.
Shut off the station,
what is
please.
It?
That's
shut
Cockney.
Down the station.
A Cockney accent.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Do I sound posh?
You sound Cockney.
Isn't Cockney British?
Well, it's kind of like it's a what would you call that? A dialect, somewhat of the English.
Crusty, dusty.
Do you have a fag? That's what they call a cigarette.
No, I have to go to the loo.
I have to go to the loo. Yes. And did you come up the lift?
I did come up the lift. How about you?
Well, obviously this wasn't rehearsed. But anyway, Eric.
Those are all just the different words that people use.
Oh,
like
they are?
That's when they're asking for a cigarette. Is
they
what
are.
I had said. Then he's saying.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's saying the loo, which is the restroom.
Yes.
And then
I'm saying the lift, which is what they call an elevator.
I also learned that fanny means something else in British.
What?
I'm not allowed to say it on the air.
It's your boom.
No, it's not your boom in England.
Oh.
In America it is.
In America it is.
Well, I don't know what a fanny is. And the boot is the trunk of the car.
What about?
Or no, the hood of the car.
I think it's the trunk.
I love
that's,
Mr. Bean.
Oh, that's right. The bonnet. The bonnet. Yeah,
the bonnet.
That's right. The bonnet is the front and the boot is the back.
I want to go to Abbey Park. I don't know what's going on right now. You should have Jack the intern on all off. And though, thank you. See you
no,
later.
Bye bye.
I'll get some coffee.
Oh, yeah. I see it. I just looked up the dictionary.
Fanny?
That doesn't look it. I can't say
that. Don't look that up.
I looked it up.
Don't look that up.
Don't look that up because it'll blow you away.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh.
We can't say that.
You can't say that. No, and you probably shouldn't even look it up.
Well, actually, it's part
one of the seven deadlies.
But it's actually part of the title of a James Bond film.
That's true. That's very true.
Octo.
Oh, well, okay.
Skyfall.
Now this is getting
Skyfall.
Out of control.
Well, now everybody knows.
Skyfall? Well, it depends if, well, okay.
We'll bring Jack the intern back maybe a little bit later.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Joseph.
Is he going to be funnier next
time? I think he just got banned from the studio.
Now,
sorry,
Eric,
Joseph.
Listen to this. Joseph, stop being a fanny. Okay.
Oh!
So, anyway.
Why? I should be a little more brave and ask out some pretty limp women.
Yeah, we're talking.
Don't
now,
be a fanny.
Now I forgot
but
what
he
I was
is,
ask
he
Eric.
Is doing really good working out, though.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I think I could still be in an arm wrestle, but I don't know.
You know my trick? Yeah, well, yeah.
I could?
Well, we could do it on the... We should do a Periscope. Probably we should do a Periscope.
What do you think? Would I win?
I don't know if you would.
Eric, would I win?
I don't know.
Maybe if you drank enough coffee, I don't know.
Trust me, you would not win. I challenged at a pool party 2 years ago. I was trying to impress a girl, and
you won.
And it was me and this other guy. I beat this guy in arm wrestling, and I felt like I was on the top of the world. She still went with the other guy though.
Oh wow, that's not fair.
It's not. I won fair and square. Though,
no, this is not. You know, I think we got to manage you. We got to
maybe the
get
square
out
part
there.
Was the problem.
That's a good one. I like it.
I don't get it.
Our friend was arm wrestling another friend, and he snapped his arm right off.
Oh,
I don't.
Man.
Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Oh
then.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't want to.
No,
do that
we don't want to do that anymore. No.
But my trick for when I'm working out, I watch Gotham. On Fox.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And I you know, see Batman and all the villains and everything like that, and I'm like, I'm going to be Batman.
Well, where do you work out? At a gym?
No, at home. Just
you
at
have
home.
Your own weights?
On the TV.
No,
you
lift
yeah,
ducks.
I have my own weights. I lift ducks.
Not bad. That's yeah. a good idea.
Yeah.
Actually.
Kettle ducks.
Kettle
he just,
corn.
He just actually, grabs Frozen by his feet and just
speaking,
does this.
Speaking of, here's a segue. Speaking of ducks, yesterday, you know, it was raining.
Uh-huh.
I brought yeah. Frozen out in the rain, and we were running around in the rain. Like, I mean, it was hilarious. He was flapping his wings. He was having such a good time. Such a good time.
So he likes the rain. Do you take him in the
shower? He loves the rain. I have taken him in the shower before, and he's very scared of it.
Why?
Too much pressure.
He's a duck.
Yeah, I think it is too much pressure.
What does he do?
The water pressure.
The water pressure. I read it the other way a second ago.
Oh, no wonder. I was wondering why you were smiling about that. I'm like, I'm just talking that it comes out with pressure yeah. compared to from the
no,
from
but
the
it
sky.
Is the pressure. I don't
know. So what does the little duck do? It just flaps around?
Yeah, or? He just flaps around in the rain,
he's
just
not
runs
little,
around.
Honey.
Yeah,
he's actually kind of big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you bring him in?
Well, no.
I've never met him.
I know
personally.
You haven't. Shannon,
haven't you
met
seen
him?
The no ducks in studio sign on the door back there?
Oh yeah,
seriously,
no ducks.
Unless... Eric, you wouldn't want to meet Frozen.
Yeah, a duck is a duck.
And speaking, you know what? I am a hot mama because I am Frozen's mama. So.
Well, you know what? You're right. Eric has a sign on the back wall saying, "Ducks are good eaten."
Okay. Well,
can you cook a duck?
Well,
can you? You can cook a duck, right, Eric?
I've never had duck. I don't think I'd like it.
Oh, really?
It's a little oily.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't want
it. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck,
it must be frozen. But you can't cook frozen because you got to thaw them first.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Big congratulations to the Chew and Carla Hall,
yes,
one of our favorite guests,
yes,
celebrating two wonderful things. They not only
she's
won,
a mama.
No, no. She won the show. Won an Emmy.
Yes.
Daytime
Emmy.
Emmy. Best outstanding talk show.
Excellent.
Informative. And the show celebrated its 1,000th show
episode.
Yeah,
yes.
1,000th episode.
Wow.
So big shout out to Carla Hall, one of
very
our
nice.
Favorite guests.
Very
yes.
nice. Yeah, she was.
And
very
they have
good.
A book out.
Yeah, yeah. Check
their,
it out.
Some of their good recipes and, but we. I'm sorry. I mean. I really like them all. I like Michael Simon. I mean, I really do. I
yeah.
really do like all of them. But I'll tell you, Carla's got the greatest personality,
yeah.
right? I mean, and her recipes. Ah!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's Southern cooking. When is she opening up her restaurant? That's what I want to know.
They made a joke about it not too long ago, too, because, you know, I guess they keep pushing the date back.
Well, Mario just opened another
right?
one.
Right, he was gone for a little while, and Michael was gone for a little while because he
what
just
What about
opened
Mario's
one.
Brother?
Luigi?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Oh, well, in all seriousness,
well,
give us a call. 602-252-1480, everyone. Give us a call. Let us know why you love your mom, why she's so special to you this weekend. And don't forget, do something special for her because she basically is the reason you're here.
Is that right?
Not well, just basically. She's
she is.
Literally.
She's literally the reason.
She's 50% the reason.
Well,
No.
It's a good 80%, actually.
80?
Actually, it's 100%.
90%.
Really?
Yes, because if it weren't for the egg and the oven and
well,
the
what,
baker.
Without a guy, you're not going to be a mom.
No.
That's
baster.
True.
There's a baster.
Yes.
The baster
well, no,
method.
No, no, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying it does take two to tango. However... For a child to be here, it 100% requires a mama.
Okay, I'm thinking on a spiritual level, it might not be the case.
I wish I could tango. All right. Well, you know what? We need to take a break. But
someday,
go to
Joseph.
Argentina, Joseph.
Yes. Meryl Streep.
There's
is
a
gonna...
key for every lock.
Yeah, yeah, now someday. We're talking. Yeah.
But I think he's looking for the lock.
No, I'm what?
You're
yes,
the,
I am
the
looking
key,
for the
key, looking
you know
for
what?
The lock.
Okay. Meryl Streep is good. This has gone completely off the rails.
There are keyless cars, though.
Yeah. Well, Meryl Streep. Hello. All right. You didn't. That wasn't on the air.
There's a combo for every punch pad.
Meryl Streep is going to bring us into our
There's
break.
Coffee for every
with,
cup.
Yeah. For another with another song from Mamma Mia, slipping oh. through my fingers. The very sad song every mother always has to learn, yeah.
Is it my favorite song you're going to play on Mamma Mia at the end?
Maybe. There's one song.
Yeah. Love that one.
Okay. Ooh, there's a song baby. That we're going to play at the end. But this is Slipping Through My Fingers, a song about how mothers have to let go of their daughters or their sons at some point in their lives. And it's a very melancholy feeling.
This is a pretty good song.
It is.
It's not my favorite.
Well, the feeling that I'm losing her forever.
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 Ever?
You know, I wish that I could freeze the picture and save it from the funny tricks of time. I'm glad whenever I can share the laughter, my funny little girl. Yeah, no, I don't know the words to this. Slipping through my fingers all the time.
I'm just having an amazing time.
Yeah, this is your favorite movie.
I don't know the words.
Every minute, the feeling in it. Slipping through my fingers all the time.
Okay, then. It's up to me to take this show over. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live. 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, did you say? I said Arizona.
Arizona.
I don't even know why I said that.
Because it's British.
Why did I even say that?
Because we're in Leicester right now.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
At the breakfast table, barely awake, I let precious time go by. Then when she's gone, there's that